Elvis, you go about contacting your people with access to demolition supplies. They know better than to ask questions, and though you're asking for entirely too much gunpowder for anything good, they give it up for the right price. Lowry, you're introduced to Nicholas, and the two of you work together on setting up props in the studio. Turns out Nicholas is kind of prickly about this whole thing and has his own personal vision for what it's going to look like. So on the one hand, he tells you exactly what he needs, and on the other, you learn to stay out of his way.
All I'm saying is Mr. Green should have his own villain brand, and it should be somewhere. It could be subtle, on the fake cups, maybe.
Do you ever see supervillain logos on the cups at Big Big Donuts? You want to break the illusion for the viewers? This has to be a Big Big Donuts.
All right, fine. But let's not say later that no good ideas tried to bite you in the face.
Paul, you also help with setting up the fake coffee shop, but even in your case, Nicholas will argue about the vision. He's got a coffee shop in his head, and he just has to get it out.
I just think it would add to the whimsical atmosphere if we had Lowry pose as a barista. He could yell my name at the end, and that'd be how we wrap the scene.
He has to conceal his face. Baristas do not conceal their face.
He could wear a mask of a face, you know, like a Richard Nixon mask.
Do you want this to come across as a horror film? Are you Mr. Green, or are you Jigsaw?
Fine. I'll find an ending that doesn't require a barista.
Elvis, you sketch up the plans for the demolition. Paul gets you the custodial uniforms and a cart to store everything. But Paul, how exactly do you want to set up stealing the security manager's SIM card?
All right, this one's easy. I've got access to all the security information for the building, and I assume I also have background details on our staff, like address, social security numbers, and so on.
You do.
Then I'm going to go talk to this guy a little bit when I'm doing my security checks. Make a point of spending maybe about a day with him, checking all the cameras, looking at various things, voicing concerns that I'm worried about. While I'm with him, memorize what his voice sounds like, and steal a glance at his phone to figure out his service provider. On Saturday night, just before his phone company closes, call them up and ask them to transfer his SIM card to a new one that I own instead. I can mimic his voice, I have all his personal details, should be a piece of cake.
Yeah, I guess it would be, yeah. You call the phone company and they just transfer his phone number over to your phone. So until further notice, anytime someone tries to call him, it'll go to you and not to him.
Step one complete. In the dead of night, before Sunday, I go to the house of the security guard who's supposed to come in that day and I slash his tires.
Tires flat. This'll cost this poor guy about $1,000 to fix, but it's for the greater villainy. Now what?
Nicholas, prepare the cameras and the lighting. Kandok and Smith will be taking my vehicle to pick up a very important someone. The star of our production, in fact.
All right, a kidnapping. Is this going to be a hard one to pull off?
A mere civilian, nothing to worry about.
Where do you go?
In the gloom of the morning, before the sun comes up, I drive down to the street that Flux lives on and wait.
All right, Elvis, as Flux, you wake up in the morning, say hello to your mom, eat your breakfast or whatever.
A big old bowl of marshmallows, they say, is part of a complete breakfast. If you just remove the cereal and add a complete breakfast.
Of course. Your mom has been buying it for you since you were little.
All right, goodbye, Mom.
Be safe, honey. And call me if you have to do anything dangerous. I don't like to worry.
I will, but it'll be fine. It's mostly just routine patrol stuff with Light Show now.
Still, promise you'll call.
Okay, I will. I love you. Bye.
Watch him go, then pull up to his house. Smith, Kandok. This shouldn't be an effort, but feel free to assist if something goes awry.
Why don't we just go in there and bag her?
We don't want a scene in the front yard where the neighbors might notice. It'll give up the game too soon.
All right.
I go up to the house and ring the doorbell.
Elvis's mom comes to the door. Hello?
Hi, I'm Malcolm Rocha, the CEO of Big Big Donuts. And I go to shake her hand aggressively. I don't know if you recognize me, but I've done a bunch of work with Unstoppable Industries in the past. You probably know Freeze Frame, right?
I do. My son works with him. They have a very close relationship, I understand.
Of course everybody knows Freeze Frame, but we at Big Big Donuts know him better than anyone. We can thank him for selling a metric ton of coffee, let me tell you. I was hoping I could talk to Flux if he's available.
Oh, you just missed him.
Ah, well, darn it, isn't that always the luck? I'll have to try to trap him in his office, I guess. But the guy's always on patrol. He's a great superhero, man.
Well, thank you. Of course he is.
Now, you must be his sister.
Oh, no, I'm his mother.
His mother? I don't believe that. Ma'am, you don't look a day over 30.
Okay, you're not being serious.
I know you're older than 30, but I can't help myself. It's a salesman thing. But say, since I missed your son, would you mind if I drop off a few packets? Actually, if I could come in and explain the packets, that'd be helpful.
Oh, I suppose you can. Sure. I still have some coffee, if you like.
I step inside and shut the door behind me. Is it Big Big Donuts coffee?
I don't usually drink Big Big Donuts, if I'm being honest. I just have the grocery store brand. I hope that's okay.
I pull out my knife. Ma'am, did I hear you say you don't drink Big Big Donuts?
Is that a knife?
Do you not drink Big Big Donuts brand coffee? Answer the question, ma'am! It's a yes or no question, ma'am! Do you drink Big Big Donuts coffee?
Who are you?
I told you, Malcolm Rocha, the CEO of Big Big Donuts Coffee! Do you know what you've done? I can't be seen in a house without Big Big Donuts coffee! I think of the company, of my wife! Ma'am, she'll take the kids!
Please, Mr. Rocha, put the knife down.
I can't, ma'am. I can see now that we can't trust each other. So I'm going to tell you how this is going to go. You're going to come with me, and you're going to come quietly. And if you scream or try to get help at any point, I will stab your eyeballs. Do you understand?
Are you kidnapping me?
It's not a kidnapping, ma'am. It's an intervention. You're doing something terrible to yourself by not enjoying Big Big Donuts, and I am going to save you. But if you don't cooperate, there will be a river of blood.
My son is Flux. He's a very important superhero. He will arrest you. Or worse.
There's nothing worse than not enjoying the smooth taste and aroma of Big Big Donuts. There's nothing worse he could do to me than that. Now, I am through talking. Do you want to start walking, or should I start stabbing?
Walk where, exactly?
To my car. You can ride shotgun.
Okay, just put down the knife.
I will put down the knife when this coffee emergency is resolved.
Okay, all right, I'm going. And Elvis's mom quietly goes out the door, walks to the passenger seat of your car, and gets in. You sit down in the driver's seat.
Oh my God, guys. I've got the most terrible news. I just left a house that hasn't experienced the warmth of Big Big Donuts.
Oh no, Malcolm, that's terrible. Are you okay?
I think I'll be all right. I start up the car and I start driving towards the fake coffee shop.
Ma'am, do you ever drink Big Big Donuts coffee?
I've had it once or twice.
Only once or twice?
Ma'am, I don't think that that's enough. You must be misremembering. It's the world's greatest coffee we're talking about.
I'm gonna start fake crying, force tears to roll down my eyes and everything.
Malcolm, are you okay?
I'll be fine. Ma'am, did you say that you tried it before, but you didn't immediately switch to our brand right then and there?
It's just cheaper. The store brand is cheaper.
By like a dollar! You insensitive evil witch! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just...
We've been dealing a lot with the store brand undercutting our prices. People don't realize how much that dollar is really costing society.
The experience of the coffee is worth more than a dollar.
They try to put a money value on the experience, and it tricks people. But, I mean, you really can't.
I don't mean to cry like this, but you wouldn't understand how much it hurts me to hear someone choosing the store brand over our coffee.
Look, it just doesn't seem like there's all that big of a difference.
Okay, now, ma'am, you're just being...
Yeah, come on!
I am a woman who speaks her mind. I don't think I like your coffee this much.
Okay, no, I think I understand. We haven't found the correct flavor. What flavor did you try?
I don't remember. Just your regular flavor, I guess. Whatever you give people when you order a regular.
They're not... You must have been in a different establishment, ma'am. They're not called regulars. At our shops, they're called store. You don't order a regular, you order a store. Did you order a store?
What does store even mean?
It's Swedish for large.
I don't remember. I just got a cup of coffee.
We don't sell a cup of coffee. We sell a store.
Malcolm, I think I can see the problem now. It's just that she's not educated. She doesn't understand Big Big Donuts.
You're right. That has to be it.
Are you guys actually from Big Big Donuts? At first, I thought you were criminals pretending to be from the company, but I don't know what is going on now.
Ma'am, I don't know how many times. This is my third time telling you that I'm Malcolm Rocha. Could one of you show her my picture, please?
I look up Malcolm Rocha on my phone and show her the picture. Okay, see, ma'am, this is him.
Okay.
Our company takes coffee very seriously.
If your company kidnapped people, I think I would have heard about it before.
We pay the news so that you don't hear about it.
Yeah, and if you're good... There's going to be plenty of money in it for you,
too. You pulled a knife on me.
Look, when you love coffee about as much as I do, you are willing to do just about anything. That is why I'm the CEO.
Look, we're going to get you some coffee. And if you agree to a non-disclosure agreement after this, we'll pay you for the time. Apologies about the knife and everything else that might happen.
I had no idea the CEO of Big Big Coffee was like this.
It gets pretty wild. There are certain parties where if you know what they did, you would avoid that hotel for, like, weeks.
Are you guys talking about the time we filled that hotel's water heater with coffee? Boy, that was a good prank, and probably turned a lot of people on to our coffee. Ma'am, imagine an entire building that, and coffee is just coming right out of the tap. It was a single day of heaven.
It clogged every sink, and we had to replace the plumbing.
Wow, she says. And it looks like she's trying to think of something else to say, and then she just sinks into an awkward silence.
Well, I'll just make small and otherwise stupid talk about coffee the entire way to the old gas station.
When you finally pull up, she says, is this it? This doesn't look like a coffee shop.
We have a couple of disguised locations. Don't worry.
The only thing I've been able to do since I got in the car was worry.
Usher the lady out of the car and into the building, then pull out the knife again. Okay, ma'am, we're going to place you in a harness. Gentlemen, get her rigged up.
All right, I tie her up into the harness and then hoist her into the air.
She says, what are you going to do? And then Nicholas cuts in and says, can you gag her? We can't have her screaming too loud during takes or we won't pick up the boss's audio.
Yeah, all right. I bring her back down, cover up her mouth with tape or something, and then hoist her back up.
Paul, Nicholas pins a microphone to your collar and says, okay, coffee's hot, we've got steam, everything is ready. You're good to go as soon as you're ready.
Whenever I'm ready.
We're recording now.
People of New Jersey Delphia, and in particular, Unstoppable Industries. I'm Malcolm Rocha, the CEO of Big Big Donuts. And do you feel like you're spinning your wheels? Do you ever think you're not getting a lot done? Well, I've got a reality for you. You've seen the city's greatest hero, Freeze Frame, promoting the nation's greatest coffee and not doing a whole lot else, if I'm being honest. Sure, he drinks Big Big Donuts coffee, but he must not be drinking enough, given how lazy he is and his entire company seems to be. Boy, we talk about the savings provided by the great deals at our coffee shop, but aside from money, it doesn't seem like they're saving much of anything. Take this woman, for example, Flux's own mother. Now, she doesn't drink Big Big Donuts coffee herself, but I guess for her and Flux, it's never really been about the coffee, has it? It's been about the business. See, what you get to learn when you see how things really work is that it's not about function or what you really need to start your day. It's about the cream. I'll pick up the oversized novelty creamer and crack it open. Yeah, that's the stuff. That's what it's really all about, isn't it? I pour it into the coffee. You know, if it were up to them, I don't think there even would be coffee. It'd just be the good stuff. But you know, the problem is this really good for anybody? I get a giant spoon and start mixing the creamer. All right, everybody, you know what? I love the coffee. But I think it's time to drop the metaphor. Unstoppable Industries is nothing but a business. They take taxpayer money, but are they beholden to you? Do they protect you? They protect their shareholders and their brand deals, their cozy spots at the baseball stadiums, their friendship with Kelvin McDonald. They sell toys, and now that Captain Momentum is gone, that's all they do. Almost all of you have to wake up in the morning, and a lot of you start your day with Big Big Donuts. You gotta do a lot of real work. But somehow, even your coffee money finds its way into the pockets of someone who doesn't have your best interests at heart. It's like, how much money do they need to do nothing, am I right? You'd think your taxes would be enough, but even your daily habits float a few nickels and dimes their way without anything coming back to justify it. It gets so bad sometimes, I think, if these people didn't exist, would we really even miss them? I wish that there was something that we could do to make a difference, but Freeze Frame is friends with your politicians. Your home districts are gerrymandered so your politicians can choose their voters, and let's be honest, their campaigns are paid for by Unstoppable Industries, Big Big Donuts, and ruthless health insurance companies that bankrupt your sick mom and dad. Making the world a better place isn't exactly on their agenda. Well, you know what they say, if the cost of action is death, and the cost of inaction is death, rather take action. So if you'd like to take action, one action you could take is to rush on down to the Big Big Donuts by the freeway overpass at 123 Northwest Street. You got an amazing deal on French roast coffee, so much in one cup that a person could drown in it if they don't hurry. So you better hurry as quick as mercury.
Nicholas ends the recording and says, okay, is that it?
That's it. What do you think? Does it sound good?
It sounds good to me, but I'm already on your side. The problem is you're preaching, so I mean, this will resonate with people who already agree with you. But I don't know how many minds it would change.
Do you think it's fine to have done that take in the persona of Malcolm Rocha, or should I do it again as Mr. Green?
I kind of think it's funnier as Malcolm Rocha.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who hate how money works in this country, but I think the TV guy is right. This'll hit with people who agree, but once we bring down Unstoppable HQ, anyone who's on the fence is going to go the other way. It won't be sympathetic no matter how you record it.
We wouldn't even be on board for this if we didn't know the real motives. Heck, I don't think Mercury cares about this stuff either. I mean, it might be smarter to go back and talk about him more. That's what he cares about.
I said Mercury at the end. I think the viewers will get the nod.
Have you ever tried to argue with anyone on the internet or even, like, I don't know, talk to a regular guy? They get pretty stupid.
Oh, enough of them will get it. It's so obvious. Come as quick as Mercury, with emphasis there. Why would I say it like that if I wasn't implying that I was working on behalf of Mercury?
It's not clear that you're working for him either.
That's the point. The ambiguity will result in engagement in social media. You'll have online sleuths looking for clues and trying to crack the code, which will result in more talk and promotion.
Well, Mercury's an audience of one, and you're gonna have to talk to him. Is he gonna see it that way?
Mercury lacks vision. The man can't even see what children enjoy in Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wait, were the ads... Was it what kids couldn't see about Cinnamon Toast Crunch? I thought it was Apple Jacks.
Yeah, well, it was, if it doesn't taste like apples, why do you, like, why do you eat the cereal?
The man wouldn't know a cinnamon swirl if it grabbed him by the hair of his testicles and kicked them, is what I'm saying. We'll have to explain the vision to him one way or the other. From all I've seen, we'll be lucky if he makes a single move on his own afterward.
Maybe it was both cereals.
It did seem like all the cereals were kind of copying each other's bits.
Enough about cereal! Flux's mother, you've done excellent today. Don't call us, we'll call you. Everyone else, we have more work to do. Get to it.